Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's no question that we have made many important strides in securing our country from terrorism since 9/11. But the threat continues to evolve. The threat today may be at its most heightened state since the attacks nearly 10 years ago.
But I think if you just take those three pieces of evidence right there and add 2 plus 2 plus 2, you have the U.S. government letting Mutsalab on the plane with an intentionally defective bomb. The war on terror is a fraud, and it's being used in a manner to take away your rights for whatever reason.
In addition to the core Al-Qaeda group, which still represents a threat to the United States despite its diminished capabilities, we now face threats from a number of Al-Qaeda associates that share its violent extremist ideology. Among these groups, we are also seeing an increased emphasis on recruiting Americans and Westerners to carry out attacks. They are also encouraging individuals in the West to carry out their own small-scale attacks, which require less of the coordination and planning that could raise red flags and lead to an attack's disruption.
My 16 years of deep research, it has become clear. The number one threat to any sovereign free nation is its military. Look at Nazi Germany. Look at Latin America. Look at Asia. Look at Africa. Look at Eastern Europe. When you build up a giant paramilitary police force, it almost always tries to take over the society. In the last 12 years, we've watched an acceleration of militarization of police. We've watched threat fusion centers, the 10 FEMA regions expand, the governor's council. I've been to urban warfare drills where our own military is training to lock down and barricade and blockade U.S. cities and confiscate our firearms. This whole program accelerated after 1999 when Congress got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act. It allowed private central banks to issue unlimited counterfeit financial instruments, known as derivatives. And we've heard that, oh, the military and the police state, the TSA, it's for Al-Qaeda. But now we see checkpoints in Tennessee run by the Army, shutting down highways, searching citizens. We see them in New York State with X-ray machines. We see it all over the nation. We see Marines running illegal checkpoints for DUI in California. And when the governors and others complain, they're told, sit down and shut up. It's under Homeland Security. It's under continuity of government. And now, as the world implodes, as the derivatives dollar devaluation crisis expands, we're seeing the police and military being called out against the general population all over the world as people go under austerity, as their pension funds are cut, as their benefits are cut, but their taxes go up. And here domestically in the U.S., this huge apparatus of oppression is openly being set up and deployed against the people. And I saw an amazing blurb from Business Insider that linked to an article and the audio of the governor of Wisconsin on NPR saying, hey, we're cutting all these state employees, and we're going to make you pay more of your paycheck into a pension fund, which they loot out the back door. And if you don't like it, we're going to use the National Guard on you.
And on the heels of the governor's speech, and just in case...
Folks, we're live. It's Friday. We'll be right back. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Friday, the 13th day of September 2013. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. We have former CIA analyst and advisor Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., Ray McGovern, coming on to talk about the global crises in Syria with his inside take on that and more. We have a lot of amazing news here, a lot of amazing mainstream admissions. CNET News of CBS News is reporting that NSA disguised itself as Google to spy, say, declassified reports. Ladies and gentlemen, Google is the NSA, as I've been telling you for a decade. Google was founded by the CIA with Intel money. Their aircraft are based at NASA and military bases, and they get military fuel and military fuel prices. As this has been exposed and lawsuits have been filed by competitors that it is a monopoly and unfair trade practices, this is being revealed. But Google is the New World Order. The people running it, the people in control of the situation, like to create private companies to then give the government contracts and technologies to that were paid for by the taxpayers via the military-industrial complex that controls 95% now. Used to be 90 back in Eisenhower's day. 95% of R&D research and development. So there's that type of news. Oh, speaking of DARPA, DARPA's plan to flood the sea with drones carrying more drones. We're going to be getting into that today. Also, Paul Watson has a story up on Infowars.com. That is very important. In fact, I want to link this in red right now and move it to the top. Leader of Syrian rebel group calls for attacks inside the United States. Oh, and he just happens to be the head of Al-Qaeda. Now, Paul Watson took the report out of the London Telegraph today, reporting on how the head of Al-Qaeda is calling for attacks in the U.S., he's also the head of al-Nusra, that is the main jihadi force being given U.S. aid to attack the embattled Syrian government. Now think about how that's hidden in plain view. Think about the magnitude of that. We're going to be getting into that in great detail today. Also, California lawmakers approve measure to allow driver's license for illegal immigrants. Yes, the total legalization of illegals, allowing them to vote with no ID, and, of course, to then vote to take everybody's guns and to flood the country to drive down wages. It's all going quite nicely. Also, the Daily Mail is reporting on new reports put out by NASA and other major groups. It's now global cooling, record return of Arctic ice caps as it grows by 60% in the last year. And you can go see those satellite photos. Now, I just played you 2 weeks ago CNN saying it's all basically melted. The polar bears are can't swim and are drowning, and that we're all basically dead if we don't pay Al Gore money. There are five times the polar bears that there were in surveys in 1955. Look that up. Five times. Five times. Five times. Five times. They're the greatest land animal swimmer, recorded as swimming over 250 miles. On record. Boom. Numbers exploding. Boom. Ice caps getting bigger than ever. Boom, on record. It doesn't matter. CNN gets up there and says it's all melting and shows you a satellite shot of the spring and summer when it always contracts and then expands in the fall and the winter. All the major top scientists are now admitting right now that the ice cap in the north and the south are getting very large, and they're worried about a new ice age. Oh, but don't worry, you pay Al Gore money, he will fix that as well. You can sell him your oceanfront property that he says is going to flood because he's been buying it up as fast as he can. So this is the type of garbage that we deal with. And yesterday I went home a little bit early at about 5:30 and to see my family, and I almost stayed here because it was so incredible. They had Fox News on back there in the kitchen. And they had Samantha Powers, the spokeswoman for the State Department and the envoy to the UN, up there like she was a fashion model, slinging her red hair around, just thinking that she was on the runway or that she was about to pole dance. I mean, she had that, you know, trying to put the sex appeal on. I'm a movie star. Oh, I'm such a rock star. No, you're a war whore is what you are, and a fraud. Oh, but she's a feminist. She's liberal. It's trendy when she launches wars. And I'm sitting there watching this with my mouth hanging open, and we're digging around for the clip, but I saw her say it. And she goes, "We know this is not about chemical weapons. This is about a man hurting his people. This is about freedom. This is about never allowing something like Rwanda to happen again." So then I walked back into my office to get my jogging shoes, and they had CNN on, and I saw the very same talking point, but by one of the pundits, saying, "This is about Rwanda.
I mean, we didn't do anything in Rwanda. We've got to do something about Rwanda. And I walk in about an hour and a half ago, and they're looking at a clip of Christina Amanpour, you know, married to the former State Department head under Clinton, and this total black ops commander who lied about Serbian atrocities, who showed starving people trying to get into a UN food station and said that they were in a concentration camp, shooting the video from inside the roped off UN facility with the food at a guy who had tuberculosis. So that's been confirmed. She's the one that put that out. She's the one. She's the one. Yeah, there's the new headline. Samantha Power doing nothing on Syria would haunt our conscience. So it's going to haunt our conscience on Rwanda. And then, of course, if you're informed, you know about Rwanda on record. The UN went in and took one tribal group that was the animist majority and the minority Christian group, of course, because of the Christian virtue and values of working together. Both people, that's what destroys civilization. People won't work together, like nowadays. Everybody's trying to stab somebody in the back. Everybody acts like weasels. No. The Christians control, you know, they're about 10% of the country. They had most of the wealth and most of the big farms and the money and the industry. And, of course, now since they destroyed them, Rwanda's completely collapsed. And the animists and the Muslims and others, the Muslims were a minority as well, they went under the UN. They put the Christian minority in facilities, and the UN set up machine guns. They tried to leave, and when they would try to leave, they'd machine gun them. So they sent the majority group in, black on black, but they divided them up to murder around, they debate the numbers, 800,000, 1.5 million, let's just say 1 million people. And it came out in all the foreign press. The Belgian and other UN troops murdering, raping the children, machine gunning them with heavy weapons if they tried to get out, and then sending in the majority groups to wipe out the minority group. Hutus and Tutsis, same people genetically, wiped them out because the Christians owned property that had gold and diamonds and all sorts of other things that are needed in electronics, especially rare earth minerals. They had to be wiped out, and they were. By the way, again, that's what Clinton did there. And then don't forget sending in the Muslims out of Albania, south of Serbia, and sending in the Croats and other groups. And again, I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Croat. I'm not a Serb. I'm not taking sides in this, okay? The point is, facts are facts. The UN's own report, 5 years after the Serbia bombardments, admitted that the Croats and the Muslims started it and killed double what the Serbs did. And the Serbs did atrocities as well, but they didn't start it. This is how the globalists operate. This is how Brzezinski operates. This is how the Democrats run their peace wars. They invade your country. They'll use any, oh, you got a big group of black animists? Those are folks that worship animals. They outnumber, you know, 8 to 1, and then with the Muslims involved, 9 to 1, the Christians, wipe them out. Oh, you don't like the Serbs running their own industry, running their own businesses, running their own operations? Just send in Al-Qaeda. That's on record. Kosovo Liberation Army was Al-Qaeda, Wahhabist. Send them in, have them kill everybody. The Serbs fight back, call it an atrocity, bomb the entire infrastructure of Serbia, blow up their TV stations, their power stations, their water stations, their car factories, their aircraft factories, peaceful stuff. With DU, bomb Belgrade. They bombed Belgrade, hundreds of targets with giant DU Sabos, blowing them to kingdom come radio. Oh, guess what? They do have, decades later, a more than triple level. Look it up. But the number I saw was 5 times the cancer rate. And now in Belgrade, talk about chemical weapons. Nerve gas just kills who it hits. It doesn't kill you a month later. DU's got a half-life of 4 billion years, was it, last time I checked? Boy, yeah, that's a chemical chemical radiological weapon that kills biological life. And now they're pumping the jihadis in, and the head of Al-Qaeda is praising it being armed by the U.S. while he says next he's going to attack America, and they're going to let him attack America. You watch. And then then the government can take our rights. See how that works so good? It works perfectly, doesn't it? Full spectrum dominance.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Like I'm some goody two-shoes that just likes to get angry and flounce around. I work on this all the time. I mean, I know who these people are. I know what they've done. Bill Clinton and the UN ran the mass murder of the Christian minority in Rwanda to take their property on record. their rare earth mineral property that Africa's just brimming with like nowhere in the world. On record. And then the media spun it. Oh, they didn't do enough. The UN didn't do enough. They ran the operation. And now it's public. They run operations in Latin America, Asia, and Africa, killing villagers for their property. Now they just say, oh, it was forced relocation. And yeah, they did burn down the village and shoot people. And it's in the back of the New York Times. It's a problem. See, they're even mainlining it now where, oh, yeah, we just go burn down your village. And then I went and looked at the film shot by German film crews. I went and looked at the Danish magazine articles with them roasting kids over fires and raping them and setting up the UN checkpoints and seeing if you were a Christian with your ID and then handing you over to the majority animist pagan group to be killed. I know there's 2 million people that have exited. That's Reuters out of Syria, most of them Christians. I know of the hundreds of thousands killed, a large portion of them are Christians, put to the sword. And then I've got to watch Samantha Powers, and I've got to watch Christina Amanpour. These women are all obviously jacked up on hormones. They're all prancing around, totally jacked up sexually. You can look at them just like getting into themselves, like I'm at a topless bar and they're on, you know, swinging around a pole or something. I mean, it's really sick when women are, like, rubbing on their hands and got their nails all done and are sassing back and forth, saying it's for the children, we need a big war, and they're all trying to be sexy about it, and they're not good-looking. It's really disgusting. It's demonic, is what I'm saying. And I don't, it's one thing if it's an old hunchbacked evil man doing it, you hate him. Or even Albright looks like a goblin, Madeleine Albright, you know, saying 500,000 kids was a terrible price, but a price we had to pay for Iraq. We've got that clip. We'll play it in a moment. And I know they're the authors of destroying Serbia and starting the civil war that killed massive amounts of people on record. I mean, that's even in the UN's own reports. They don't deny that. That's what's crazy. And they ran the Rwanda thing. And now the talking point from Christina Amanpour. And we've got a clip of her. And the clip from Powers and the clip from Clinton's out there and Hillary going, we've got to do this for the children when these people are the biggest murderers of children alive today. I've studied it, folks. Mao Zedong's been dead a long time. Pol Pot's been dead. I really realized, oh my gosh, the Clintons. The Clintons and the things they oversaw with sanctions on Iraq and the rest of it are the biggest murderers of children in the world. And I got mad because I saw it on one TV and then I walked and saw it on another channel and I almost started turning desk over. I'm going to be honest with you. And then I just said, no, I'm going to go home to my family. And then I see my innocent children and I start thinking about these vampire witches killing all these kids, and then they're up there grandstanding like they're good. And I just, it's flipping me out. And I know it's flipping you out as well, but it's like them saying the North Pole melted when it's the biggest it's ever been recorded, and that's NASA. I mean, they're on CNN saying the North Pole has basically melted down to nothing. We've played the news clip. While it's the biggest ever. I mean, these people are a larcenous group of enemies. And it just hit me. They know they're enemies. They know they're criminal. They know they're evil. They want to kill more children. They are actual Satan. I just can't. How much more do we have to take? And then they say, oh, Putin. Notice how the media is masterful. Putin's really beaten America. Putin's really, you know, Putin has beaten the globalist vampires. He's just a worldly mob boss, you know, who's into, you know, being a champion fighter and stuff. But at least he's a man. At least he's not a puppet. Even though he's undoubtedly powerful and pretty wicked, you can see there's a strain of good in him, and he's not a puppet. The people we have are literal Nosferatu demons directly out of some other dimension, I'm starting to think. And I mean that hypothetically as hyperbole, but the point is, they might as well be, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I'm going to play all these clips. I'm going to play Albright saying 500,000 kids is a good price to pay. And then I'm going to put a thing on the nightly news tonight juxtaposing all these clips of them admittedly killing people with them saying they care about the kids in Syria. When if they end up taking over Syria, they'll be 50 times the death. They'll probably kill everybody. I mean, it's incredible.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products. And get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Oh, have you heard the latest news, ladies and gentlemen? The Senate panel okays measure defining a journalist, and Dianne Feinstein has come out and said that it's only people making large salaries every year working for an established, old, dead media system. Any real media, any new media, any real journalism resurrected, because they're not real media, they're Pentagon regurgitators putting out state-run propaganda on record. They've just finally gotten rid of the pretenses because it's known a month ago. They got rid of the law they were already violating whole hog. And now their war on real journalists is to try to buy them off with covert Pentagon money. That was declassified a month ago. That's how big a deal this is. You're like, well, wait, I like the Pentagon. That's our boys. No, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists that run our Pentagon and run the psych war systems. And this is how they spin it in the Los Angeles Times, the dinosaur media. Bill to protect journalists clears Senate panel. The Senate Judiciary Committee approves a media shield bill to keep real reporters from having to testify on their work. Kind of like they call it the Patriot Act. They call Homeland Security Homeland Security when it's the opposite. Oh, it's a bill to protect. It's a bill to protect you. Oh, it's immigration reform. It legalizes all the illegals, including felons, and lets them vote. See, they always mislabel something. It's kind of like the old Tom and Jerry cartoons when the cat would open his mouth up and have a sign saying it was a nightclub or restaurant trying to lure the mouse in. I mean, oh, I'm going to give you free health care. I'm not going to raise your payroll tax, not your income tax, none of your taxes. If you make less than $250,000 a year, oh, you're making even less than $30,000, I'm going to raise it. And then you read it. See, this is what real journalists do. They actually go to what the bill does, not what the name is. That's what Matt Drudge tweeted yesterday. He tweeted that on his personal tweet, not his newsfeed tweet, Matt Drudge blasts Dianne Feinstein for trying to define who is and who isn't a reporter. Well, see, that's exactly what Karl Rove said. He told the New York Times, I define reality now. Comments from Senator Feinstein yesterday on who's reporter were disgusting. 17-year-old blogger is as important as Wolf Blitzer. Absolutely. If a 17-year-old blogger is out blogging on NASCAR or, let's say, on some other circuit, Le Mans series or something, one of my favorites, because there's a whole bunch of different cars at once out there. By the time, that's what I would be doing. And you look at that, and you see a wreck or something happen, and then you videotape it or you write about it, and you end up being all over the news, and your perspective, you're a journalist. Your eyes and ears out there. You're not bought and paid for like the state-run media that gets taxpayer money, like NPR and MSNBC. Thank God for all the real bloggers and people. We love having them on. That's how we're able to, anything that happens now, we've got listeners that are out there as citizen journalists or people we can contact that are out there from their own blogs or own YouTube channels to come on and tell us what they saw, and it's bringing back real journalism. And the system is upset about that. The Pentagon said a month and a half ago they're freaked out by Drudge and what he represents in the new media, and that no one believes them anymore, and that the people have lost confidence. So their answer is a major offensive against the new real media to come in and make contact and to do business deals with. So they're now going to have the Pentagon, that's in the business of fake news in foreign countries, and buying off news reporters. They're now going to be hitting everybody. And by the way, folks, now there's the headline. Pentagon says they've lost control of independent media led by Drudge. And there's my analysis of it up there. And I told you they're collapsing when they're all in an emergency meeting on the Pentagon channel with hundreds of top brass and top flack in there, top PR flacks, looking totally freaked out, going, our metrics show no one believes us anymore. Yeah, exactly. And we're in deep trouble. We've got to be truthful and stop lying. And they go, what do you mean, sir, stop lying? That's our job. Well, you know what I mean. Don't just bald-faced deny things. Put spin on it. And they're all looking freaked out, going, but they still aren't going to believe that. Doesn't matter. We're going to make contact with all the bloggers. We're going to bring them in. We're going to embed them with us because now we're going to be operating domestically. So it's all a psyop on them. They're being more psyop than anybody in that hour-long Pentagon briefing you ought to go watch and question and answer. And everybody's rolling their eyes and looking freaked out because they're announcing a major psyop attack on America. And everybody there knows how illegal and criminal and un-American this is. And they already know it's been going on forever anyways. And so you can see them having their morale destroyed even more right in front of you. And the Undersecretary of Defense looks completely freaked out while he's doing it. And I mean, they're finally been arrogant and hubris-filled. They're now in Titanic-level panic mode. They are now having a complete meltdown. And Dianne Feinstein, the witch, is coming out saying, we now will define, and they're not going to try to get it passed with the full Senate and the House, saying everybody else who isn't listed by the federal government as real media, meaning state-run, state-controlled, on a short leash, so they can call and threaten, you know, the bosses. There's many famous cases. Photography is not a crime out of Florida He has the famous case a few years ago. In fact, I want to get that guy on this show. He's been on the Nightly News. He was a famous, you know, blogger, video guy, national news every week. He shows up to cover a police event, and there's all these television cameras and news there on a public sidewalk. They walk over and they go, "You're not allowed to be here." They are their real media, and they arrested him. And of course, now it's in court. But that's the idea. They want to be able to say, "You do not have any protection, and we're going to arrest you for having a camera." And it gets worse than that. What the feds are saying is, you will have no source anonymity. Under the definition, Matt Drudge, with, I don't know, what is it, 50 million visitors a day, something like that? We get millions of visitors a day now. He gets 30, 40, 50 million last time I checked. It's in the 50s, yeah. You're not a journalist, even though you've broken hundreds of national news stories. Everybody in the world begs to be on your site. You're not Dianne Feinstein, a big, ugly witch who wants to disarm everybody, an authoritarian bag of scrofulous beetle droppings. She is going to, this anti-free speech tyrant, she is going to decide who is and who isn't. And that's that whole magic wand. They decide what reality is. They tell us, well, guess what? It's too late. Go ahead and try to shut the blogs down. Go ahead and try to arrest reporters all over the country for videotaping. Go ahead and arrest my reporters. We'll sue you and win. We have G20, Pittsburgh. Go ahead. You want to fight? You tyrant scum. Americans, real Americans have done it before. We'll do it again. And we're sick of the world blaming Americans and Americana for what you globalist scumbags that are the antithesis of what made this country so great. That's what Putin said at the end of his letter. He said, all men are created equal. America has been great. But now you're becoming very, very corrupt and dangerous. And the world doesn't like what you're doing, and your own people don't like what you're doing, and you're not exceptional to be above the law to commit war crimes and fund Al-Qaeda. And all of these, the Senator Mendez, with all his scandals, has the nerve. You know about his scandals, folks? I'm not going to get into them on air. They're so amazing. That blob just looks like a, I would not want to hang out with him. I wouldn't want to have dinner with him. I wouldn't want him as my neighbor. I wouldn't want John McCain as my neighbor. These are creeps, creepy weirdos, creepy scumbags with a trail of evil, cheating five, bid rigging, stock market fixing. Just look at these people. You know, they go to the Senate worth $1 million, they're worth $300-400 million. You go to the House worth $50,000, you're worth $20 million in 5 years. I mean, they are just robbing us wholesale. And now Harry Reid's really freaking out. He's not up there like he said yesterday. In fact, if you guys don't have this. No, we do have it. He called them, the Tea Partiers are nonviolent anarchists who don't believe in any form of government. We have the biggest government in the world. We're already bankrupt. It's growing exponentially, minute by minute. And they have the nerve to get up there and say that the Tea Party is running the country, which is true, and that we're Neanderthal, barbarian, scum, racist, obstructionist. That's the real Tea Party. Remember they said the Tea Party has no power, the Tea Party's a joke, the Republican blue bloods tried to co-opt it, didn't successfully do it, Karl Rove spends all his time trying to steer it or kill it. It's disgusting. And now Harry Reid has come out and said they're dangerous anarchists, and others have said they're barbarians, they're racist. But he says in there that we're running the agenda. The Ron Paul, Alex Jones, Drudge Report, InfoWars type libertarianism. That's why Beck suddenly has jumped fully into the libertarian camp, anti-New World Order. Sounds like Alex Jones' show. Hallelujah, we've won. Rush Limbaugh, looks like a false flag. You see, we're taking over, folks. That's Americana. Don't let the globalist speak for you. See, notice they're saying, Putin has defeated America. Putin has made America look bad. Putin has outmaneuvered America. To go, well, I don't like Obama, but I don't like Putin outmaneuvering America. Putin didn't outmaneuver America. He called that the emperor was wearing no clothes. He called shenanigans. He called fraud. And guess what? It didn't Putin stealing $4 or $5 trillion of taxpayer money a year to give to foreign offshore megabanks. Putin kicked the oligarchs out of his country and arrested those he couldn't kick out. Oh, you work for the Rothschilds or Rockefellers? You own half Russia? We're just going to, oh, you did it through fraud back in the 1920s? How about we clap handcuffs on you? Same thing Iceland's doing. Again, I'm not moving to Iceland. I'm a fan of what they've done. I'm a fan of what the Russians have been doing. My goodness, we have globalists. The headline should be, Putin stands up against America's occupiers. Putin stands up against banking cartel that's hijacked America. We ought to be allied with Russia under free market and liberty. They ought to be our biggest trading partner. Russia's relaxing their gun laws. Russia's paying people to have kids. Russia's trying to have family values. We're doing the opposite because Russia's already been through hell. They've already been through the tyranny. You know, they say that's always the greatest areas of liberty are places that have been under the tyranny the longest. A smart man, you know, said that Cuba and China and places like that that have been under hellish tyranny, they're going to be the sanctums of liberty because that's how the cycle works. We are a big, giant, rotting, evil empire. We need to disavow it and say it's not us. It's not America. We don't want it on us. We rebuke it. We refuse it. You eat some bad food, you start feeling sick. I've gotten food poisoning with friends before back in college at a restaurant. I felt sick. It tasted weird after like five bites. I felt weird. It tasted metally. I went, threw up, didn't get sick. They all got food poisoning. One of my friends had to go to the hospital over it, at a Mexican food restaurant, because the bacteria release toxins of those type that give you the food poisoning. I was like, this doesn't taste right. It tastes, you know, I had like a psychosomatic response. I think I pulled over driving home and threw up on the side of the road. I don't remember the whole story. The point is, everybody else was deathly ill the next day. My college buddies. Deathly ill. And we need to vomit out Dianne Feinstein and Kerry and Obama and Karl Rove and the Bushes and all the kleptocrats and just come on. We need to have dry heaves and just vomit and vomit and vomit until bile starts coming out. And then vomit some more, and then vomit some more, and then vomit and vomit and vomit and vomit and go through a fever and get this disease out of us, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we need to do. We need to rebuke it, and we need to put ourselves before God and repent immediately, all of us, because we're going into darkness and God's giving us a chance as the whole world wakes up and we see the evil revealed to say no to it, to recognize it and say no. If not, we go over the edge of the cliff. They take over. Red terror, secret arrest, FEMA camps. America's getting a chance here, ladies and gentlemen. Just like when Jonah, you know, got to Nineveh and went around for 10 days warning people. And you know what? They listened. They listened, and they were given a 100-year reprieve before they became decimated again and were destroyed. Just like Jerusalem in 70 A.D. Christ said, before this generation is passed, not one of these stones will be left unturned. This whole place will be destroyed, he told the head Pharisee. And the arrogant Pharisee laughed at him. And in 70 A.D., Titus sacked and burned Jerusalem to the ground. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we're done. We're done if we don't really realize we've been poisoned and get our stomachs pumped right now. Oh, Putin's putting down America. Putin's not saying you're exceptional. He says you've been exceptional. We want to be friends with you, but you're being exceptionally evil right now, and you don't have a right to be above the law. Stop it right now. Folks, the West started the war on record against Syria. It's a war crime. And to watch the war criminals that are behind it all, grandstanding and prancing around, and Christina Amanpour doing horrible acting of how emotional she is, and we shouldn't have let Rwanda happen like that, and Samantha Powers. These are big, wicked, witch, queen bees, ladies and gentlemen, who are all about their power. I thought when the women ran the world, there wasn't going to be any war. It's three women running the whole show for this war, ladies and gentlemen. You look at Kerry, he can barely stand up. It's so evil. He's shaking during the testimonies and has to almost put his head down. I mean, the demonic load is so heavy. And you look at these women, they are just absolutely aroused by what they're doing. I mean, I look at these women, they're animated by narcissistic sexual energy, and it makes me want to throw up. Mendez, you want to throw up reading Putin's letter? I think it's a beautiful, heartfelt, reaching out letter. Whether it's cynically done, doesn't matter. The words are very strong and true. You, on the other hand, are a coven of black magic witches. I call you out. Let's go to a real murderer, Madeleine Albright, who helped intensify the sanctions on an industrialized country at that time to kill 500,000 kids. Some numbers are 1 million dead kids now. This was said a decade ago. Here it is.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
And by the way, that's the short clip. If you find the long clip from 60 Minutes, she also said it on NBC, not just CBS. She goes on to say, for security in the Gulf region, and that we should keep the sanctions on. But try to find the full clip. I want to play the full bouquet, the full palette of evil. Because, ladies and gentlemen, then I watch Christina Amanpour, and you look at Albright with the power trip in her eyes. I've seen these people, when they talk about this stuff, they get animated. They know what they're doing. They like it. And they know every Christian in Syria is going to have their head chopped off by Al-Qaeda. They love it. They love it.
Celebrate National Preparedness Month with BePrepared.com. This Preptember, get 31% off our new Supreme Pizza Combo. All the food storage ingredients you need for delicious homemade pizzas. Now or years from now. Regularly $143.85, now just $99.99. Also save 30% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix. On sale for $21.99 this month only. For Preptember deals, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Listener Dave Mustaine, a couple of years ago, told me that Katy Perry's dad, one of the biggest pop stars out there, was a huge listener. So I thought, why not reach out to him a few weeks ago? And sure enough, he says he listens every day. We're not going to get him on to talk about Katy Perry, but he has a new book out dealing with what's happened to the youth. And how this culture has basically gotten to this point. He has been critical of some of the things his daughter's done, but has been misquoted when he talks about some of the quotes. So we'll probably briefly clear that up, but I'm not going to get into that. I want to get into it from his perspective. She wanted to get into music. He tried to get her into Christian music and things, but obviously she was talented and got picked up by the New World Order. But, you know, she does like those Pentagon videos that have hundreds of millions of videos getting girls to sign up for the military. I don't think she knows what she's doing, but that's not why Katy Perry's dad's going to be joining us. I really want to get his perspective. He's a very interesting preacher and motivational speaker and author. So he's coming on. Ray McGovern's going to be coming on as well. You know, again, I get on air and I try to not get mad. And when I say these women look sexually excited, what I mean is like, you know, Miss America, you know, how they'll jazz up, look excited, You know, you'll see women on the street corner trying to look exciting or whatever to get picked up. It's that same energy. They just look excited. They look like they're enjoying it. It's fun. You know, they're shaking their hair around. We're not worried about Putin. We're going to deal with it. It's for the children. And they just are getting off on the power. It's the narcissism is what I'm talking about. You know, the sexy woman, I'm in charge. I'll show you. And Obama's got a peace prize. That's what I'm saying. Kind of like Mika Brzezinski. Whenever I had Russell Brand on, he agreed that the women were getting excited on the show. And no one else pointed that out. I was pointing that out. That it's just like they're up there excited to be on TV. And I get being excited because you're on television, but how is it like a power trip is what I'm saying. And it's like with women particularly, I've noticed, that join the dark side, It's like a sexual evil. I don't even know how to describe it. It's like it's the same vibe they put out. As they're doing evil things, they're getting off on it. It's like some wicked thrill. I'm psychoanalyzing it. And you know, that's from my perspective. You know, no one knew what Only God Forgives meant. And I got the director on, and he basically said, yeah, no one's gotten it. That's what the movie means. And he was blown away. I'm not tooting my horn. I just recognize things that other people don't seem to recognize for whatever reason. And it makes me very sick when we see things like this. Now, I'm not going to play the whole exchange, but here is Christina Amanpour, who helped sell the attack on the Serbs that was all a fraud to put the Muslim extremists in to take them down. Let's go to a short clip of her going out to break.
I can barely contain myself at this point. How many more times do we have to say that weapons of mass destruction were used? And as bad as it is to decapitate somebody, it is by no means equal. We can't use this false moral equivalence about what's going on right now. They tried to do it in the Second World War. They tried to do it in Bosnia. They tried to do it in Rwanda. And they're trying to do it now. There is no moral equivalence.
Meanwhile, they did it.
And the president wait just a second.
She's the woman behind a lot of it.
The president,
and then she's saying other people did it.
Most moral country in the world, based on the most moral principles in the world, at least that's the fundamental principles
to do all
the United
this.
States rests on, cannot allow this to go unchecked. Cannot allow this to go unchecked. And I'll tell you what. President Clinton, 15, 16 years later, is still apologizing for Rwanda. I just spoke to Lanny Davis, who was once his...
She gets real excited here in a minute.
His ally and his...
She needs his blood. So she needs the blood.
Exactly. No.
And she needs Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda did the chemical attack. She's blaming their forces for everything that happened. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.